Hi, it's an incredible supposed to be together. Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Chanukah. What a lichtige night. What an incredible time. First of all, I want to give special hakaras hatov that I have the schus. We have the schus to have here tonight. A very chashuv Talmud of mine. Knows that he's much more than a Talmud. It's a very special place in my heart. You have Harav Mordechai Bennett, who him and his Eish Chayil Hadassah, who I'm more mishpacha than Talmidim, but I'm supposed to have him here at Shir, and they are sponsoring the whole night tonight, all the Torah, all the Chizik, all the Cyrus, in a very special way. It's his father, Dr. Bennett, his 70th birthday, tomorrow? Tomorrow is his 70th birthday. What? In about a half hour, okay. They were early. It's good. So in about a half hour is his 70th birthday. So it should be a big schus for him, for a year of Simcha and Bracha, but also for continued refuos and yeshuos. Avram Yehuda, Ben Tamar Rezel, should have continued refuos, continued yeshuos, should only have Simcha and Bracha. Should be zaycheh that you should, 10 years from now, for the 80th birthday, we'll again sponsor Ashir and Yerushalayim HaKadosh for your father's birthday, Amir Tashem. It should be b'schus for him, and b'schus for your beautiful mishpach and your beautiful children, for only Simcha and Bracha, Amir Tashem. So earlier tonight also we made a siyum, Lil Nishmas, my wife Zadie. Yitzchok ben Chaim Yehuda, Zeche Sadek HaKadosh Baracha. I want to tell you, we spoke a little bit about him before. He was a Kaddish Diki Yid, a survivor who rebuilt our entire mishpacha from the ashes. Me and my five beautiful children, can I know? We have Uriel Nelson Svi here. I don't know what he's doing up, but
Daddy, he's here. You know that mommy lets me up.
Okay. If mommy says yes, then it's fine. So, mommy, I owe my life to Zaidi. I owe all my children to Zaidi. Meishas Chayil. I'll tell you one incredible story about my Zaidi, about Chandy Zaidi. So his father had the foresight and understanding and seeing the writing on the walls, what was going on in Hungary in the early 1940s, in Kalev. They lived in Kalev. Chandy Zaidi was in yeshiva with the Tasha Rebbe. He was in yeshiva with Tasha Rebbe. And then when he came to America, he built the present day Kalev Rebbe's for his father, their mikveh in Williamsburg, actually. It's a lot of special connections. But I'll tell you something incredible. And maybe there's some deep connection. The Zaidi was Nifter, the third night of Chanukah. The third day of Chanukah was Erev Shabbos Kodesh that year. And because Zaidi, his father, before the war, when he saw what was going on, he took the family's precious menorah. He took the family's precious menorah, this beautiful, incredible silver menorah. I'll show you afterwards. And he hid it in the ground. He buried it in the ground. He buried the menorah. Of all the things, of all that they had, he took their menorah. Of everything that they had, he took their menorah. They had many. Chandy Zaidi, his father, was a very successful man. He had a whole winery, and he was very, very wealthy in Europe. And obviously the Nazis took everything. He was left with nothing. But of all his possessions, he took a menorah and he buried it in the ground. And years and years later, Zaidi was only a survivor of the whole mishpacha. Of his whole family, of his siblings, of his parents. He was the only survivor. And years later, he went back to Kalev, and he found his house, and the Umos Oil and the Goyim took it over, and whatever it was, there's all stories, but he went to the Makom, and they dug up the menorah. And my Shver, my wife's father, has that menorah, and uses that menorah. That menorah And I was thinking about it. I was thinking about it this year. I think about it every year, that menorah, what it represents. That menorah, which Chanukah, it's amazing, of all that he wanted to hide, it was, and all that he wanted to put in the ground to have, that there should be, it's the menorah, because the menorah represents, for each and every one of us, it represents that aur in the darkest of hours. But it's more than that. It doesn't just represent the aur in the darkest of hours. It doesn't just represent that there's, it represents much more than that. You see, we know we found that pach shemen. We'll talk about that pach shemen. But that pach shemen was there the whole time. That pach shemen, the oil of the menorah, was there the entire time. I mean, the Eibishter was by our sides the entire time. And there was always going to be that light. There was always going to be the Yeshua. It was just a matter of when. It wasn't a matter of if. It was hidden the whole time. It wasn't that suddenly it got there. We'll discuss where it came from tonight. And that's in our lives as well. A chizik, if Zaidi could go and rebuild and persevere, then each and every one of us in our lives, we all go through nisyonos, we all go through dark hours, we go through moments in our life that seem very bleak. Chanukah is that chizik, is that hisoris, to see the light, and to know there's always a light, and to know that it's going to be good if we don't realize it's good now. And Chanukah gives us a chizik again, chizik is hope again. We have to talk about and learn about tonight, so let's learn together exactly what we could be mechazik and what hope we could add to our lives and where we could rise up and walk away from this yontiv a different person. Because that's the avodah. It's of course to enjoy Chanukah, we all could enjoy Chanukah, to light the licht and to sing and to, but we have to walk out a different person. In what way exactly? In what way is this mechazik us, misoyer us to be a different person? So Gemara, we all know the famous Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos of Chaf Aleph from the Beis. It tells us, "My Chanukah, what is Chanukah? The Tanur Abanan, learning the Brayis of Chaf Aleph, Kislev Yomid the Chanukah Tamnein in their 8 days of Chanukah, the Lulnisos Bone, the Lulhanus Bone, not to eulogize and not to fast." Now listen to the lashon here. We have to pick up on one word. Shekishenichnesu Yevanim leHeichel, when the Greeks entered into the Heichel in the Beis of Mikdash. Timu kol hashmonim shebeheichel. They contaminated, they defiled all the oil in the Beis HaMikdash in the Heichel. We have to think about this. It doesn't say when they were there, nitmu, which would be a lashon that it happened to be when they were there. Obviously, they were touching things, they were tummy, and they made it tummy. Timu means they aggressively, proactively were looking to mitame the oil. Of all the things they wanted to do, they wanted to contaminate and defile the oil. Timu, they proactively did it. They went and they did this. We have to understand why. Why was that their objective? Why in the Beis HaMikdash were they looking to contaminate, defile the oil, and basically meaning take away mitzvahs menorah from us? Not allow us to have shemen zayizach to light a menorah. Why was that important? One other question you have to ask on this Gemara. The Gemara continues, as we all know, when the Chashmonaim were victorious, they checked. They only found one pach, they only found one jug of oil.
It lasted for 8 days.
Uriel, you're incredible. I love you. Which the Gemara is going to continue, as Uriel Nasasvi teaches us, it lasted for 8 days. But first it tells us, Shayamunach b'chaismai shel kohen gadol. You all know this. Shayamunach b'chaismai shel kohen gadol. It was there and it has the signature, the seal of the kohen gadol, telling us it was pure. And then the Gemara continues, like, Uriel just taught us, Loyabel labak yamecha, nasabon esvid lukumon ashmanayam. Only lasted 1 day, lasted 8 days. We're all very used to that. We're all very used to this Gemara. We all know this, that it had the seal of the Kohen Gadol. Chevra, where did this come from? Where do we find? Do we find any other Chazal, any other source that the oil in the Beis HaMikdash had to, what? They didn't. They all had the seal of the Kohen Gadol? The Kohen Gadol's job was to check that all the oil's pure and give some stamp and his approval and a seal on all the oil? Was that true? Do we find any other source like this? Why did this oil have the Chayis Moshel Kohen Gadol? Where do we find there was such a need to be Shaman Zayazach, you need Chayis Moshel Kohen Gadol? No such thing. Why suddenly here? Do you ever think about this? What was this Chois Moshe Kohen Gadol? To tell us, it should have been, they found one Pach Shemen that was sealed. And it wasn't, that was still pure. Why Chois Moshe Kohen Gadol? Why Chois Moshe Kohen Gadol? Maybe there should have been Ichvesnes, the Shemen Dik Mashkiach. I don't know, like meaning, the Mashkiach of all the Shemen. It's some Kohen, listen, Kohanim, there were a lot of Kohanim. We work very, very little in the Beis HaMikdash. Working 1 week a year, what are we doing? So maybe there'll be a Kohen. I mean, I'm very excited for the 1 week. I don't mean that. I'm not belittling that 1 week. I'm saying, but the Kohen's job, the Kohen Gadol didn't have better things to do? Was that real? And seemingly that wasn't what the Kohen Gadol was doing. Do we find anywhere else that the Kohen Gadol was sealing the jars of oil? Like, really? So listen closely. Listen closely to understand this. There's a Gemara in Saita. The Gemara in Saita talks about who? Yoichanan Kohen Gadol. We all know that the Chashmonaim, they were the children of Yoichanan Kohen Gadol. Yoichanan Kohen Gadol, who's the previous generation, was no longer around. Yoichanan Kohen Gadol. The Gemara says in Soita Lamegimon Aleph, we always come back to Lag, for another time. Yoichanan Kohen Gadol Shama Baskol, Mi beis kodshe kodshim, from the Kodesh Kedoshim. Yoichanan Kohen Gadol was on Yom Kippur in the Kodesh Kedoshim, and he heard a bas kol. Shuaimer notzchu talya, the ozlo gach ga laagcha korva lantioich. That the youth are going to be successful, are going to be victorious, and they're going to defeat Antiochus. You hear this, Chavre? I don't know who here learned Soita, but if you haven't learned Soita, Mamish, this is a very important Gemara for the days we're in. That there was already, prior to the whole Yontav of Chanukah, prior to the Yevanim taking us, grabbing hold of us, prior to Golus Yavan, there was already a Baskel, there was already a heavenly voice that told Yoichanan Kohen Gadol, there's going to come a time that the Yevanim are going to put us into galus and Hellenize us, but don't worry, the Chashmonaim, the youth, were referenced to the Perchei Kehuna, the Chashmonaim, they're going to go and defeat the Yevanim. There's going to be a galus, there's going to be Geula, it was already foreshadowed, it was already known. So Rabbi Umayri, the Hilchos Shvili Pinchas, based on this Gemara, he suggests that when Yoichanan Kohen Gadol heard that, and that was the baskol, but when you hear a baskol, there was much deeper interpretation and understanding. And he was able, through that baskol, to have the whole picture and the whole understanding, Baruch HaKodesh, what's going to happen. And to know that what? The Yevanim are going to come, B'timu Kashmanim Shebe'echel. And that's what they're going to get at. So Yoichanan Kohen Gadol already was makdim the refuah to the makkah. And Yoichanan Kohen Gadol himself, he went and he took a jar of oil. And he sealed that jar of oil. And he ensured. Hail to Chanukah, real sweet. He ensured. By taking a jar of oil and sealing jar oil with his chasima, that when it comes, that we are victorious. We'll have oil to light that menorah. That's where that oil come from. Meaning it wasn't stam. It wasn't that all the time the Kohen Gadol was saving oil and sealing oil and putting his signet on it. It was this specific time because it was Yoichanan Kohen Gadol who knew and understood and had the perception and had the Ruach HaKodesh know that we're going to need this oil one day. And that was the Pach Shemen. Incredible. Incredible Torah. It's like I never understood Chanukah before this year. Which I don't know how I went through Chanukah for 40 years of my life. That's what we said a few weeks ago. I'm finally starting. We spoke about this a few weeks ago when we had the birthday. They're still up because it's my wife's birthday in another week. It's a sham, so saves a little money to keep the decorations up. You know? But anyways, Lameisa said we're just starting. So finally, for the first time in my life, I'm zeicher to understand what Chanukah is. To know where this, my whole life I'm learning this Gemara. I don't know what this Pach Shemen is. Finally, I can understand what this Pach Shemen is. Baruch Hashem, that's what I said. You guys are much younger, and finally you could start a lot earlier than I. What can I have? So we have to understand deeper. So that's just an explanation of the Pach Shemen and a beautiful insight and understanding, which is always something. The Rabbeinu Shalom is always setting the Geula into motion before he brings any Galus. And that's why it's here the whole time. So he was already telling Yochanan Gadol, set up for Geula. Ikfis to the Mashiach. You think Mashiach's not in the air already? You think it's not already here? You think what we're seeing is going to continue? It's not going to continue. Yes, it's hard when we see Lo Aleinu and the tragedy of Jersey City and the tragedies that happen in Klal Yisrael and the Churban Beruchnias and the Churban Begashmias. But ultimately, we know there's going to be Geula. We know there's going to be Shua. It's already in the air. It's already here. It's a big chizik to us. That's the story of Chanukah. Just like it was there, Chanukah is there for us. Don't ever get down in life. Why are you ever going to get down in life? What's there ever to be down about? You're going to worry about anything? You're going to get down? You're going to... Lo Aleinu, there should be a Yid who has a moon and understand this. There should never be depressed in their life. So put all the psychologists out of business. Put them all out of business. Just have a moon and know it's going to be good. Put them all out of business. Okay, I don't know whose father is a psychologist. But you hear what I'm saying? Miamis. Just teach Amunah, teach Bitachon, teach that the Geula is already here, and that's Bichlal B'Prat. It's all good. Life is good. We have to understand now deeper. Because with this insight of Chanukah and understanding the Pach Shemen, we also now see a new deep connection between Yom Kippur and Chanukah. Meaning this all happened B'Kodesh Kedoshim. This Bas Kol of Chanukah, meaning the first initiation of Chanukah into the world, was connected to what Kodesh Kedoshim is. We are connected to Avodah of Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur. We have to understand now this, what is the connection to Yom Kippur and Chanukah? And we've said it at this table many times, and you all know from the Hilgus Farma Kedoshim, the Hilgus Rapshitzer, Zer Kodesh, and others bring down, that the ultimate Chasima goes until Chanukah, until now. So there's definitely a connection. And we've spoken about that before, and given Pirish an understanding here before. Go do Chazara Shir. I'm not going to go through it right now. We don't want to be here all night, although maybe some do, and then we could continue learning later, but we might as well share a new Torah, not old Torah, even if we're here all night. Lemaisa, that alone is a deep connection, just to know, and that's a hope, that even those of us, you know, look back. Maybe it's trying to tell us a little bit. Here we are 3 months later, 90 days later. That was the core of the Torah of to explain. But here we are 90 days later, and think back to Yom Kippur, and all each and every one of us wanted to be on Yom Kippur, and all who we believed we could be on Yom Kippur, and what our Ne'ilah was like, and what our Davening was like, and what our Tshuka was, and what our hopes were, and have we lived up to that? Maybe it's a good time to take a little Cheshbon HaNefesh, and realize we still have a few more days for the Chasima. So if we haven't, no better time to stand tall and start being that person that we know we could be, should be, and once was. Be chayzer b'tshuva, just being back to who we really could be. You're not trying to become someone that you're not, just be yourself, but be your best self. But I want to explain something a little bit deeper tonight. A little bit more, a little bit new connection between Yom Kippur and Chanukah. Is he chever, where did Yavan come from? Who was Yavan? So if you look already, and if you paid attention, sometimes we glance over these psukim in Bereishis, at the beginning of Bereishis, when it goes through different doiros and all the different children of different people, right? Those are the psukim, like, we're excited when we get up to those psukim Shnai Mikra, because they go very quickly, but we don't really pay attention to them and don't think about who they are or anything else. But in Parashas Noach, we have the children of Noach, Shem, Cham, and Yafes, and the psukim go through the descendants of these individuals. And we don't pay too much attention to it then, because it's, to us, not so significant. Like, Noach's over, give me Avram already. You know, I don't know about anyone in between. I'm ready for Avram, I'm ready for Yitzchak, for Yaakov, like... But Parak Yud Pasuk Bey says, B'nai Yafes, who are B'nai Yafes? Who are the children of Yafes? Goymer, Umagog, Umadai, V'Yavon. Yavon is a descendant of Yafes. Yavon comes from Yefes, beauty. Now, who was Yefes? We don't know so much about him. But we know one thing. We know that Yefes, together with Shem, had the proper kibbutz of aim and weren't like Chum. Chum was poigame their father, as we know. Chum was a Rasha Gomer. Chum was a Rasha Gomer. And his poigame in specifically two ways. If you look, in Perek Tes, Pasuk Chafes, in Parashas Noach, Vayar Chum of Yiknan, first he was poigim with his Einayim,
Vayar, he looked at the nakedness of his father. What else he did in the Medrash, I mean, I can talk about now, but we all know. But in the Pesukim, let's just learn the Pesukim. Just learn Pasha Pshat and Pesukim. Vayar, he looked as Ervas Aviv, the nakedness of his father. And then Vayagid L'shnei Achav B'chutz. And he told it. He was Poygim his Einayim and Poygim his Dibur. He was Poygim his Einayim, Poygim his Dibur. He was Poygim his eyes and his mouth. That's what Chum was. Yafes, like shame, brought Yeshua. Didn't fall in this ways, in these ways. So therefore, what is Yefes Zoyche to? Yefes is Zoyche to some sort of strength, some gvura in the Einayim and in his Dibur, because he didn't fall like his brother Chum, Vayar Vayagid. So the Koyach of Einayim and Dibur. And that was passed on to his son, to Yavan, surely. That's why the Yavanim have Koyach Be'einayim U'Bedibur. They just took it in all the wrong places. Yavan is all about beauty. All about exterior beauty. They used their eyes to see beauty and to have chvestish paintings and different types of sculptures or what. And the beauty physique of an individual, of a person, of a man. And they used their Einayim, but in all the wrong ways. They had a strength in it, but a strength they used towards Tumah. Bedibur, they're of the most well-known of philosophers. Greek philosophy. The Koyach HaDibur that they had. But bringing that Koyach HaDibur of the Shol Tachtis to the worst of places. What happens then when we defeat Yavon? What happens when we're have a victory over Yavon, which is what this entire Yontif is about? You know what we gain? You know what each and every one of us gains? A koyach in our Einayim and a koyach in our Dibur. A koyach in our sight, in our seeing, and in our speech. And therefore, what are the mitzvos hayom, chevra? Look, put it together. It's so pashut. The mitzvos hayom is an eris alal kodesh shem ben lanu shishlo samish b'am ela leroisam bilvad. Is mitzvahs of Ner Chanukah, which is mitzvah all of our eyes, of seeing. We're not even allowed to use it. We're not allowed to do anything. We're only supposed to look at it. Right? Chevra all knows you can make a shasa nithim la'vaseini, you can make a shachiyano just on seeing the menorah. Just on seeing the menorah. It's a mitzvah of re'iyah. Because we gained the koyach of re'iyah from when we defeat Yavon, who had that koyach, because he didn't defile his father like Chum. And it's days lahaydos lahala. To use our mouths in the proper way. To use our mouths. To use our mouth to thank Hashem. To praise Hashem. But Chavar, I want to develop even deeper than that. We're going to develop something very deep tonight and understand our menorah in a way maybe some of us have never understood before. And Mamash Amir Hashem then tomorrow night. When you light, well tomorrow, it's more like tomorrow afternoon. Make sure, by the way, make sure. Erev Shabbos Chanukah, it's a very quick day. There's a lot to do to prepare for Shabbos Kodesh. Obviously, go to the mikveh. Goes without saying. But you got to light menorah early. And you got to make sure also, obviously, that you have enough oil that it lasts a half hour after Shkia. Possibly some, if you're knowing Kaseis, whatever that shear is. But we're lighting much earlier. Meaning, first of all, people who light on a regular night with the colored candles, the colored wax candles. So Emes, as I've checked, on a regular night, they last long enough. Tomorrow night, you can't use those. No one could use those, because they don't last long enough to last enough into the Zman. They only last about 30, the first night maybe 36 minutes, and each night they go down because of the added heat. By the last night, I don't know, I'll time it this year, it's very close. But Erev Shabbos, you can't use it. A big shayla in chinuch, not so pashit. Could you even use it on chinuch? Is it bad chinuch to allow even a child to use them on Erev Chanukah? Because maybe you're teaching them a halacha that's not even true. Right? You're teaching them to do something in the wrong way because these can't be used on Erev Shabbos. You have to use oil, you have to use thick candles. Anyways, but tomorrow afternoon when we light the menorah, Matzei Shabbos Kodesh, and Sunday night, and Monday night in the Beis HaMikdash, Mir Tashem, Monday morning, Tuesday morning, whatever it is, in the Beis HaMikdash. So,
We can understand the menorah in a different way. You know, we look at the menorah and we remember Neis Chanukah, and hopefully those of us that are a little deeper think about menorah based on Migdash, as every single night when we're lighting, we're involved in Avodah based on Migdash. As we mentioned last week, how can you not go to Nikvah before you're involved in Avodah based on Migdash? Yeshua texted me earlier today, he was mechav into the Shud Eretz Tzvi. He was mechav into the Shud Eretz Tzvi, because he said, being that we're mekayim Avodah based on Migdash, he wanted to know, does anyone say that therefore it's a special mitzvah for women, because it's the only time a woman can be involved in Avodah based on Migdash? Because they're women are mechuyev in this mitzvah just like men. Shud Eretz Tzvi says exactly what she was mechavin to. That what? That it's the one time in a life that a woman could be involved in avodah bez migdash when their mitzvah is neres Chanukah, and that's why they have the special mitzvah, the special anhaga for a half hour to not do any malacha afterwards. Women more than men, because they have this beautiful avodah bez migdash, so they're celebrating in a way that they don't have the rest of their life. That's what the Shud Eretz Tzvi says. It brings out the comparisons of the Torah, not for now. So let's understand the menorah in a new way, chevra. So Hail Gezerah Kodesh, Rav Shitzer explains. Hail Gezerah Kodesh. When are we getting the new Gezerah Kodesh? When's it coming? What's going on? No, I ordered. So Almayer ordered for me Gezerah Kodesh. By Tu Bishvat? So late?
Latest.
Ay, okay. Anyways, this is Hail Gezerah Kodesh. Get a chair. Come. Hail Gezerah Kodesh. You have a chair over there? The Hail Gezerah Kodesh says, there's the seven Neros in Beis HaMikdash. And again, I know our menorah is eight candles, but it's a representation of the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash. The seven Neros of the Beis HaMikdash are Keneged, the seven openings of our face, which are the openings, he explains, to the Neshama Mamish. The connection to Neshama is through the seven openings of our face. Our two eyes, our two ears, our two nostrils, and our mouth. We have seven openings on our face, and that's how we connect to our neshama. That's what we allow to penetrate our neshama from this world, through what we see, how we speak, what we hear, what we even smell, which obviously most of us are not as in tune to that. We'll get to that maybe for a moment. But the menorah is there to be mekadesh, to be metaher, to shed light into those areas of our life. And the seven candles of the menorah represent the seven openings of the face. That's why it's El Mul Pnei HaMenorah Yerushim HaSamneir. El Mul Pnei, the face. Isn't it such a strange lashon you find in the Chumash? Pnei HaMenorah, the face. No, because it's representation of your panim. It is your face. It's be mekadesh, your face. In fact, menorah is gematra 301, which is exactly gematra tsura. Your tsura is your face, your panim. The menorah is your panim. Now we're getting somewhere. This sounds very deep. It is very deep. But we're going to explain this B'derech Avodah. We're going to get somewhere very special. So bear with us. You know, there's a Gemara in Shabbos. I don't know if you ever learned this Gemara. If you didn't, because it sounds mamish. This Gemara sounds like some like far-fetched Hasidic Torah, but it's a Beferish Gemara in Daf Kuv Tazayin in Shabbos. So you all think they're Chamushichum Shetorah, right? Everyone here thinks they're Chamushichum Shetorah. How many books of Torah are there really? Who knows? Thank you, Chevra. Good. Some of the Chevra knows the Gemara. There are actually seven books. It's a Beferish Gemara in Shabbos. That there are seven books of the Torah. Because the Parshim, Sefer Bamidbar, Vayhi Ben Toharon, splits Bamidbar into three. Because that's a Sefer Bifnei Atzmo. Those are the nuns surrounding it, right? We all know. We're not going to get into this right now. Remind me when we get there. We'll discuss more in depth. But Lamaisa, so if Bamidbar is three, and you have four more Svarim, Bereshit, Shemos, Vayikra, Devarim, you have seven Svarim. Comes the Hail Gimri Noam. And the Rinoam says the seven books of the Torah, Keneged, the seven openings of the Panim, to be Makadish, every one of our openings. Our avodah in life is that each of our openings of our Panim should be Kodesh, should be Tahor. And the Torah, Kiner Mitzvah, the Torah are, is what is Makadish, those openings. In fact, the Pasuk says, Vata, Kisvu Lechem as Ashir Azos. Kisvu Lechem as Ashir Azos. We have the mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. Family I'm very close to is finishing up writing in Sefer Torah. They're going to finish in Eretz Yisrael in January. They called me this week to discuss what to write on the mantle, what to. Everything's so beautiful. What a beautiful mitzvah. I was telling my wife, I hope one day to be able to write a Sefer Torah. I'll tell you, you know, so jealous those who have a Sefer Torah in their bias. Wow. One day, Mirz Hashem, somehow. In the bias in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, but you know, not in this bias. You know.
It wouldn't be. It is. It's a mikdash, but you know what I'm saying. No, I was by in Thanksgiving when I was in Yerushalayim Eretz Kodesh. So I got there Thursday night. I got there. I was staying by Rav Aaron Bina, the Rosh Yeshiva. And when I got there, he was leaving. Him and his Rebbetzin were coming to America for a chasana. So as I get there, he's leaving. So he's leaving. So he has a minute. Whenever he leaves his bias, he goes over. He has in his, those who've been there, some of the chever knows what I'm talking about. The Tiv chever know exactly what I'm talking about. Maybe not outside the Tiv, but in his living room, he has Aron Kodesh. They daven there every Shabbos. They daven Nates, and he davens at other times. And he has an Aron Kodesh with the Sefer Torah. Before he leaves, always, he goes over to the Aron, he opens up the Aron, and he says a tefillah, and he gives the kiss to the Sefer Torah. That should be a Shemira, that he's leaving Eretz Yisrael. It's hard to leave Eretz Yisrael. And then he calls his Rebbetzin to do the same. And I was watching this, and I'm mamish like, what a schus, you have a Sefer Torah in your home. Halavai. We have a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. So we're mekayim this by buying Svarim. We love buying Svarim. Yeah. Let's be real. That's why. Imagine what it will be to write a Sefer Torah one day. What a geschmack. We love buying Svarim. I don't know where I'm going to put these Svarim that we're bordering Yisrael Meir. I have nowhere left, but Baruch Hashem, I'll figure it out. For Svarim, it's like Beis HaMikdash. Just like Beis HaMikdash had room, for Svarim, there's always room. You know, what else? So you get rid of other things, and suddenly it's only Svarim in the Vayas. It's good. So comes in Rinom, Veta, Kisvul Lechem. If you take a matrix, Kisvul Lechem with the Koilel is exactly 5 Eitim. Kisvul Lechem, you should write these Sifrei Torah, these five books, these seven books, excuse me. These seven books, you have a mitzvah, Kisvul Lechem, to write. 5 Eitim, Gematria, Ayin, plus Ayin, two eyes. Oizen, plus Oizen, two ears. Choytem, your nose, and Peh, your mouth. If you take a matra, ayin, ayin, oizen, oizen, choit, and peh, exactly 5 Eitim. Meaning the Sefer Torah that we have to write, the seven svarim are exactly connected, the seven openings of our face. Which is connected the seven branches of the menorah. The Heil Gezer HaKadosh is telling us. And every time I light the menorah, I'm supposed to bring the aura of Torah to that makom, to my panim. Meaning what? That we, on the Heilige Yontif of Chanukah, every time we light the menorah, we're being reminded and we're being mitaris of Mekadesh, first of all, our Einayim. What do we look at? And those that need Mamish Chizik and looking at the lowest of low and still dabbling and still suffering from the Mamish, the fight of our generation with pornography, needs to use this time to be Mekadosh your eyes. But if it's not pornography, we moved on, Baruch Hashem, we put the proper filters and took all that off, that we don't even have the potential and we're being... But what do we look at? So okay, because I don't look at pornography, I'm Moira Heter, that I could watch a movie as long as it's rated PG-13 and not R, and not, I convinced myself, and what, you think there's anything mutter to look at? What's mutter to look at anymore when it comes to the entertainment world? It can't be mutter, because the world that we live in doesn't value sneest modesty the way we do. So even if you want to argue, we need a mutter outlet, and I need a little time to chill and relax. I understand, I'm all for that. But if that's going to be used watching some entertainment show, is there an entertainment show that could value the way we value sneest and not going to have some scene in it that has people dressed in a way that we shouldn't be looking at? And how are we working even when we're walking on the streets? It doesn't have to be the streets of New York City. I'm talking about the streets of Central Avenue. Because we live with amongst people that aren't valued sneezed the way we'd like. And you say, okay, but it's the winter. It doesn't matter. Your mamish doesn't matter. I know people are crazy. People are pushy crazy. And they'd rather look in a certain way and be looked at in a certain way than be comfortable and be warm. And they're probably walking away freezing. They must be freezing. It doesn't make any sense. So I have to use this time to be Mekadesh Me'ainayim through the aura of Torah, through the aura of the menorah. Our Dibur. Those are the first two, and we'll get to why we're only speaking about, again, we took the Einayim and the Dibur of the Yevanim, of that strength. Now we're expanding into all senses, which is in the menorah, and we'll explain in a moment why those two are exemplified. But Dibur, speech. What do we allow ourselves to talk about?
What do we allow ourselves to talk about? Do we find ourselves some talking about pritzus, talking about things we shouldn't be talking about, talking about other people in ways that we don't even realize is lashon hara, talking about such mundane things that we have to waste our time talking a face nish, that we waste our time talking about sports. Think about how foolish it is, how much bittul zman that we waste our time talking about. We could spend, people could spend, literally, I'm in the car and you'll hear, you know, talk radio a little bit, the sports station, and the guys, they'll spend 3 hours straight talking about how bad the Knicks are. Everybody knows how bad the Knicks are. They're terrible. There's nobody that's worth watching. So why do you have to talk about it? What are you talking about? You're wasting your words. It's the same conversation over. Everyone has to call in, have the same conversation over and over and over and over. Talking about the same people and the same owner. It's the same owner. He's the same owner who was terrible last year and the year before and 5 years ago and 6 years ago. There's nothing's changed. You're talking about the same things over and over. You have to talk about it. And we have to talk about six. You have to spend hours upon hours talking about how what's going to be with Eli Manning. What's going to be with Eli Manning? What's going to be that's his last time he was on the Giants, and talk about it. He was a great player. He brought 2 Super Bowls. I'm not saying don't watch sports and enjoy sports. You have to then talk about it and spend hours talking about it and analyzing it. Why? What does that do for you? What do you get out of that? Think about it. Where's it bringing you? The watching, I understand. Listen, we enjoy competition because that's the essence of who we are. We're all competition. Our essence is the Yetzer Tov, Yetzer Hara. Our whole life is competition, trying that the Yetzer Tov should beat out the Yetzer Hara. So we enjoy watching sports. This is competition. You need a little bit of material. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu created sports. Great. Enjoy. You have to talk about it for hours upon hours. Such mundane things we talk about. And when it comes to pritzus, okay, so we've moved on. We don't talk about chvestish the way we would maybe once talk about pritzus, but I hear people tell me that they go to places and people are talking. So they're not talking about the entertainment world, the movie stars, the chvestish. They're talking about young maidala that are nashim tzidkanios and that they've dated and talking about in ways that are. Think about how we talk. We have to be makadish our dibur. Bahalo bahayda! With the Makadish Ar Znaim. What we allow sometimes, so Baruch Hashem, a lot of us, we hit a point where we're working our Znaim, I try my best not to look at things I shouldn't be looking at, and not to speak about things I shouldn't speak about. But then we're Nichshal Be Znaim. We sit in situation with friends of ours, which you should be friends with everybody. Every Yid is a beautiful person. But then we allow ourselves to be in a room and together with people, they're talking about things that we know we don't want to be talking about. And we won't. We won't allow ourselves to talk about it. But we'll sit there listening to it. And that penetrates our neshama. These are the gates, the sharei neshama. These 7 openings, mamish, are the sharei neshama. And we have to be mekadesh this. And our dibur back, how do we use our mouth when it comes to making brachas? How do we use our mouth the way we daven? There's so many different areas we have to mekadesh our panim. And every night, sit by the menorah, these last few nights we have. And let the ar be mekadesh us. The Menorah says, v'ata kisvu lachem, which represents the 7 books of the Torah, keneged, the 7 openings of the pious. I thought, if I'm not mistaken, the famous line in Chazal is that the Yevanim said, "Kisvu lechem al keren shor, she'ein lecha chelek l'olam haba." Kisvu lechem, the same kisvu lechem. They want us to take kisvu lechem and say, "I have no chelek b'lekai Yisrael." You know, when you have no chelek b'lekai Yisrael, you know you're basically saying when you allow yourself to look at whatever you want to look at and say whatever you want to say and listen to whatever you want to listen to, you have no gedarim. So you're basically making a statement, "Ein li chelek b'lekai Yisrael." Because if you have chelek b'lekai Yisrael, how can you allow yourself to look and speak and listen to these type of things? And that's what your neshama, the chelek l'kam imal, is it's penetrating. How can you allow yourself to? By the way, you didn't need the Zera Kodesh to tell us the menorah. That the menorah is keneged the openings of the panim. The Beferish Zohar and Tikune Zohar and Akadama Yigimol and Beis. Read you 2 lines. Listen to the Zohar. Heilig Reb Shem Vayichai, Tana Laka. Minarta Doresha.
The menorah is the head, is the face. The shiva norasaleh, and the seven candles. Inon train udnin, they're the 2 ears. The train inin einin, and the 2 eyes. Utrain nukve choitma, and the 2 nostrils. Upuma in the mouth.
Very Zohar. So every time I look at my menorah, that's what I should be thinking. That's the menorah Beis Hamikdash. To be mekadesh my eyes, to be mekadesh my mouth, to be mekadesh even my nose. What's my nose? So we don't understand anymore. There were times in history with, and there's still a little bit, you know, it used to be the Avodah Zarah in the world were very into incense and you smell the Avodah Zarah. We don't know from this where we are. Okay, the worst you could smell, maybe smell some non-kosher food. And this is, it could be a taiva. As a kid growing up in this neighborhood, I'll tell you, Chavre, I don't know if anyone could, it might be before your time, I don't know if there's anyone who will understand. Mordechai grew up in Queens, but he really grew up here. He grew up in Margaret, actually, but that's another story for another time. Lamei, so if, you know, what's that, 80? What is that? All the way to the end. 88, I'm sorry. Anyways, Lameisa, he understands. So, back, I grew up in this neighborhood from the time of 3 years old, together with Yona's father. You know, so we used to always, you know, Cedars Park was already Cedars Park for years and years. I remember when they built the playground in Cedars Park. But, like, Cedars Park was there forever. I actually 20 years ago, got engaged in Cedars Park. That's another story for another time. But anyways.
A bunny.
Yeah, you're holding. That's true, with a bunny. But anyways, okay, don't ask me now. It's not important. Anyways, Lameisa, where Doma is, Chashav Doma, Chashav. Anyways, where Doma is, there used to be a restaurant, Mother Kelly's, over there by Doma, or maybe it's by the Milchik, whatever, I think it's Doma. That place. Mother, you guys, it's not so long ago. I don't remember. I don't know years. So, Doma, there was Mother Kelly's. Mother Kelly's. Oh, that was before Amsterdam Burger. Right, there was Amsterdam Burger. So, Mother Kelly's. Mother Kelly's was a Milchika restaurant. Not kosher, meaning dairy restaurant. Or maybe they, I don't know, not kosher, maybe they don't know. I don't know if there's such a thing actually in that world. You know, we're so used to that. Imagine they probably have, they have milk, and there's no such thing as a milk restaurant in that world, right? Meaning it's milk, meat, it doesn't matter. But anyways, I just thought of it as a milk restaurant. Maybe they also had chicken there, I don't know. But I just thought of it. No, cheshbening now, I don't know. But I always thought of it as a dairy restaurant. But I'm telling you, we used to play as little kids in Cedars Park, and the reach of the food, the moms, you smell, they used this garlic. It was must have been the most chashev garlic in the world. It was like, you know, you those like cartoons as your kids, and like the characters like start floating up in the air when they smell something towards the, you know what I'm talking about? So like, your momish felt like you wanted that to happen to you. It was like, it's so good. Baruch Hashem, it was, you know, obviously you never were in Nichshol, or maybe somewhere Hashem Mirachim, I don't know. But Lameisa, most of us don't struggle with reach, you know, with our nose, that part of the punim. Although, we all know that the af represents also kas, represents anger. Vayichar af Hashem. We know that if you ever saw back to the cartoons, when you see someone angry, their nose is smoking, their nose is full of, there's a deep connection between the nose and anger. That's something we all could use a little chizik in at times, a little zoros. Which is so important because anger is full of gaiva. Anger is all about myself. If you're somebody that's giving to others, only cares about others, there's no reason to ever get angry. So these are the areas of our life that we all need to be mitaken. We all need to perfect. We need to perfect our punim. We need to perfect our punim that our mouth speaks only kedusha and our ears only listen to kedusha and our eyes only look at kadush. And that's the chizik of the menorah, which is ultimately the chizik of a Torah. Ki ner mitzvah v'Torah are. It's all one. It's all there to mechazik us. You know why the Yevanim wanted to defile and timu kol hashmonim shebeheichel? They wanted to proactively destroy the oil because they knew this menorah represents our panim, which is all of our kedusha. That would be our downfall. If we can't connect to Menorah, if we can't connect to Kedushas of the Peh, of the Punim, we're worthless. There's nothing left. There's no Sharim, there's no gates left to Mekadesh and connect to our Neshama. And specifically, it's Yavon who have that Koyach in the Einayim and Koyach in the Dibur. Because the Einayim and the Dibur, the Sefer Yetzirah says the Einayim are the first of the senses of the Panim, and the Dibur is the last, in the order of the Sefer Yetzirah. And we know there's a Chashivas in the first, the Bechor, and there's a Chashivas in the Achor, Nachon, Chaviv. They're the bookends. They represent all of the different senses. They represent our entire Panim. So it's those two that we focus upon, the Menorah and the Halavodah, but it's really representing the Kol Shivei Neros of the Menorah, which are all the areas of our life. These are the keys. Every night, Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. You know, we said before that Kisvu Lechem is Gematria, the two Einayim, the two Ozen, the Choytim, the Peh, which is Gematria 518. Lahadlik Ner Chanukah is also exactly 518. Meaning every night, Lahadlik Ner Chanukah, every night when we light the Chanukah Licht, we're Mekadesh every area of our Panim, we're Mekadesh our eyes, we're Mekadesh our mouth, we're Mekadesh our ears. That's our Avodah. So now we understand the Menorah, we understand the connection of the Menorah to our Panim and to Yavon. But if you remember going back, we wanted to understand the connection between Kodesh Kedoshim. Kodesh Kedoshim, Menorah is not in the Kodesh Kedoshim. What's the connection of the Kodesh Kedoshim? What's the connection of the Kodesh Kedoshim and Chanukah? So comes the Halakha Shel Pinchas and brings us back again to the Halakha words that this year we felt a little bit more emotionally and connect to a little bit more because of the beautiful, beautiful Shiras B'Tishbachos of Yishai Ribo. The Halakha Yishai Ribo. What a tzaddik, what a chashav yid. And we darshan the song, and we spoke about the song many times throughout the Yemei Adin. But here we're back to that beautiful song of Seder Avoda. And in the Avoda of Kohen Gadol by Kodesh Kedoshim, we know he sprinkled on the Pareiches, and he sprinkled by the Aron, he sprinkled Achas L'mala V'sheva L'mata. Achas L'mala, Achas V'Achas, Achas V'Shnayim, right? Achas L'mala V'sheva L'mata. You know what that's connected? Achas L'mala is the Torah itself. That's our deepest connection to above. Ki Ner Mitzvah Torah Or, that's the ultimate Or. Sheva L'mata, the seven that are L'mata, the two Einayim, the two Aznayim, the two openings of the Chaitim, Nekvei HaChaitim and the Peh. Achas L'mala V'sheva L'mata, what was he trying to do, the Kohen Gadol? He was trying to meshpia the Or of Torah onto all the areas of our life, which is the biggest chizik in the world. And now we understand why it's specifically then, because Yikdashim, that's where the Baskol came, and the Baskol says, you'll be victorious Chanukah as well. Meaning if you could connect here and understand to be Mekadesh, you're Panim. That's the avoid of the Menorah and the avoid of Chanukah as well. To do away with the Yavanim who are Metame, Kol Hashmanim Shabayichel, so we don't have Menorah. And are Metame all the senses. And put all the focus of life in all the wrong areas. And use their Peh, their mouth, and use their Inayim, and use all the senses for all the wrong things. Our avoid each and every one of us, Chevra, is to use this for a big zman of Kedusha, big zman of Tefillah. The Chanukah for each and every one of us should be one big mikvah, where a Mekadesh my Panim, and I walk out with a new Panim, a Sefer Panim Yafos. We all know very famously that it was the face of Moshe Rabbeinu that was shining. The face of Moshe Rabbeinu was shining from the ink of the Torah, of the Or. Our face should be shining from the Menorahs. Our face should be shining as we walk away from the Menorah. We only have a few more nights to light the licht. We have to think about this when we light our Menorah. And then by the end, we know Minhag Klal Yisrael is to take all the psilos and the shaman that's left over and make one big bonfire. One big bonfire. Maybe we'll do it together this year. Who knows? It should be nice. We should do something. Because I'll tell you what I believe it represents. You know what that is? That big fire at the end? We take all the Shivei Panim Menorah, we take all that's left, we make a big fire to say, we're going to keep this fire with us. We're going to keep the fire, the Eish of the Menorah, that were Mekadesh our Inayim, Mekadesh our Znayim, Mekadesh our Peh, Mekadesh our Choytim, in the deepest of ways. And maybe in that Tzchus we'll be Zoyich to have the Menorah again. To have Binyan Beis HaMikdash, have Gush Lema, Ben Heir, Rabbi Yamin.